The president has been overwhelmingly reelected, carrying 31 states. But almost all of the incumbent members of Congress who chose to run for reelection have also been returned to Washington, and Republicans are still in charge of both the House and the Senate. The first impression of this election has to be that not much has changed.
So the stage is set for the second act of the dramatic struggle we've all watched for the past 2 years, a melodrama starring two Southern politicians, President Bill Clinton and House Speaker Newt Gingrich. We asked 10 people who think about why things happen the way they do. We called writers, reporters, activists, a retiring politician, and some academicians to ask, what will happen next?
This is Alan Brinkley. I'm an historian at Columbia University. And I think that what we can expect of the next 4 years is, to a large degree, much of what we saw in the last 2 years, with perhaps somewhat less ideological fervor on the part of the Republicans and somewhat less political posturing on the part of Clinton. But I don't expect any very dramatic initiatives to emerge either out of Congress or from the White House, except perhaps if enough people have enough political courage, an effort to reform Medicare and perhaps Social Security.
Alan Brinkley is a professor of American history at Columbia University.
I'm Elizabeth Drew, commentator and author of a couple of recent books on the Clinton presidency and the struggle with Congress. I expect to see Congress and the president proceed on two tracks. On the one, they will be trying to get things done because they will both need to in terms of Clinton's legacy and because I don't think the Congress will want to go home empty-handed. But I think on another track, we're going to see a very, very turbulent Clinton presidency. We're going to see the House and the Senate committees launching a lot of investigations. And I've heard them talk. They really do want to render the president virtually powerless. I don't know if they're going to be able to succeed in doing that, but I think that injects a note of reality in all the discussions about how bipartisan they're going to be.
Elizabeth Drew's most recent book is called Showdown, The Struggle Between the Gingrich Congress and the Clinton White House.
Okay, I'm Robert L. Woodson, president and founder of the National Center for Neighborhood Enterprise. We assist low-income leaders through training and technical assistance around the country to free themselves from poverty.
What are your expectations?
Well, my expectations that the President Clinton will understand that he has an opportunity to really forge a consensus around issues of restoration of our urban centers and reclaiming our cities, and the expectation that he would cooperate with the Congress and that the Congress would be chastened by the election and understand that they did not receive a mandate last time, but they have an opportunity to develop a mandate, and that is people are tired of the kind of petty bickering, and they want a vision of what it is possible to accomplish. And I think that rather than building jails and more prisons, that we need to go in and mine the rich resource that abides within our cities and develop policies to build on the strengths of the people living there, rather than both sides using them as a means of beating the other on the head.
Robert Woodson of the National Center for Neighborhood Enterprise here in Washington.
I'm Martha Phillips, Executive Director of the Concord Coalition. The next 4 years are going to be, in a lot of ways, a continuation of the last 2 years, in that not much has changed in the makeup of Congress, truthfully, or the White House. We're going to have a divided government, and we are still going to have a very serious budget issue in terms of a long-term and short-term problem simultaneously. The short-term problem looks temporarily better, only a $107 billion deficit last year, but that's just the low point, and it's headed back up again. And I was very interested to see that the president has extended an olive branch to Congress, said, people want us to work on this issue. Let's work together. There are a lot of bruised egos on the Hill. The question is whether Congress will agree to work together or whether we will see more years of confrontation.
Martha Phillips of the Concord Coalition.
My name is Shelby Steele. I'm a research fellow at the Hoover Institute at Stanford University. And my expectations for the future, for the new government. I think the Republicans are clearly going to try to regather themselves and refocus and find a way to make their message more palatable to people. And so they seem to have been, certainly in the last 2 years, the idea party. So my guess is they'll be very active, and I suppose one hopes they'll be cooperative. But this is politics, and I'm not sure that'll actually happen.
Do you have any notion what this regathering and regrouping of the Republican Party might, what that might look like?
Well, I think it's pretty clear to them that they have failed to be, in a sense, deferential to with regard to their ideas, to defer to women, for example, to minorities. In American politics today, if you have no inroad in that direction at all, then it's very difficult to do business. So my sense is that they're going to continue to try to do what they work so hard to do in their convention, which is to find a way to package their message, articulate it in a way that is acceptable to, I suppose, this archetypal soccer mom.
Shelby Steele's most recent book is called The Content of Our Character.
I'm Teresa Tritch. I'm the Washington Bureau Chief of Money Magazine. I think that the big question is, how will this administration deal with an economic downturn? I think that there's a much greater chance that we will have a downturn, if not an outright recession over a couple of quarters. Some people have suggested that the president, being a Democrat, would respond by raising taxes and imposing mandates on employers to pick up some unemployment costs or health care costs during a downturn. I don't think that's going to happen because the president has already invested quite a lot in his first term in raising taxes, controlling the deficit, educating the American people about these economic relationships. So I think that the way that they will handle the downturn is to let the downturn happen. And the most direct way that a downturn could affect President Clinton's campaign promises is that he would scale back the tax cuts that he has promised if there was a downturn.
Teresa Tritch is the Washington Bureau Chief of Money Magazine.
This is Jim Thurber at American University. I'm Director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies. After the 96 election, we have divided party government again, and this is common in since 1968. We've had over 80% of the time divided party government. This means that President Clinton is going to have a limited agenda. He's going to have to move to the middle ideologically in the House of Representatives and the Senate in order to govern. This is going to be hard because the House in particular seems to not have a middle at this point. The Republicans say that they will move to the middle and be less conservative, but we are not sure whether that's going to happen or not. I think the president is likely to move to the international arena to make a name in history, because it's going to be very hard to do anything bold and dramatic in the domestic area.
James Thurber, who is the director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University here in Washington.
This is Linda Duvall, pollster for American Viewpoint and senior advisor to the Dole campaign. I think the mandate here is we have elected people of both parties to be in charge of government. We expect you to work together. We expect you to put partisanship aside. We expect to see progress on the budget. We expect to see something done on Medicare, though they are, you know, a little less clear on what those options are. But clearly what the voters are saying is that we want partisanship put aside. We expect to have progress on these issues, and don't move too far to the left or too far to the right. I mean, basically, for the year of vicious campaigning, what's most surprising here is that the election results varied very little here. We have kept in Bill Clinton. We have kept a Republican Senate. We have kept a Republican House of Representatives, though its margins are narrow considerably. But for all the money that has been spent, very little has changed in terms of how the political table is set. Having said that, obviously both parties will be looking to seize greater control in the midterm elections in 1998, and this is where President Clinton could be vulnerable depending on the progress of many of these investigations. And with the Republicans still in control of both houses, I would expect that those investigations will be quite aggressive.
Linda Duvall is president of American Viewpoint. She was one of candidate Bob Dole's pollsters.
I'm Alan Keyes, the host of America's Wake Up Call and chairman of the Declaration Foundation. And I think that over the course of the next couple of years, two things are true. I think we're going to see a Clinton administration that, despite this election victory, will be burdened and distracted by all kinds of problems as investigations and other things are pursued that I think are going to be tremendously burdensome to the administration until they are finally resolved. And I think we'll see a Republican Congress more consistent in its commitment to conservative principles, but also more prudent about how it pursues them, because I think the Republican leadership is gaining experience in leadership within the legislative branch that will stand in good stead in terms of producing solid legislation.
Alan Keyes has a radio talk show called America's Wake Up Call. He ran for the Republican presidential nomination in 1996.
Yes, this is Al Simpson, the senator from Wyoming, retiring at the end of this term. I think next year you're going to see a good bit of cooperation. You've got a president who wants to go down in history as a good president. He will be a failed president if he doesn't deal with the issues of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, restoring solvency, long-term federal retirement, and interest on the debt. I think it's very important to realize that this time both parties could be subject to just definition of failures if they don't in this year. And don't worry about the center. It's my experience in legislating. As the center leaves, the squirrels on the right and the left look so bad that they then guide themselves toward the center because they're exposed then. With a strong center, they can play their game. With a weaker center, they have to give up their ideological bent and they come closer to the center.
So you'd anticipate that even if this Congress looks at the beginning like it might be more polarized, you'd think that would fix itself?
I really do. If the center diminishes, the left and the right fall into it. It's like a big saucer. That's my experience.
Retiring Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming, he also has a new book out. It's called In the Old Gazoo. We also heard from Alan Keyes, Linda Duvall, James Thurber, Robert Woodson, Teresa Tritch, Shelby Steele, Martha Phillips, Elizabeth Drew, and Alan Brinkley.